Best soundbar under 200 in 2022, Top Brands Review. Soundbars have become a popular home theater system for those who want a simple, space-saving way to audio experience their favorite shows and movies. It can significantly improve the quality of your listening experience, but they don't come cheap. But the good news is you don't have to spend a ton of money to get a great soundbar. Check out this article for some of the best soundbar under 200. The soundbar can significantly improve your home entertainment experience quality, but they don't come cheap. Top best soundbars under 200. Samsung HWA550. We've found the Samsung HW550 to be the top soundbar below $200. The 2.1 channel includes a dedicated subwoofer and has a neutral and clear sound profile suitable for all audio content. You can even customize the best sound profile with presets and a graphic EQ. This Samsung HW550 soundbar is small enough that it can be loud enough to fill large spaces and crowds. There's no compression when the volume is turned up to maximum. It's also Bluetooth compatible, so you can wireless streaming from your mobile devices to the bar. You can use the dialogue enhancement characters to enhance human voices and make them more straightforward if you listen to many dialogue-centric contents, such as TV shows. This good soundbar does not support Dolby Atmos content. This can be frustrating for watching movies lovers. It also struggles to produce deep bass, which can be problematic in action-packed movies or bass-heavy music. Samsung HW550 still delivers versatile performance at a low price. Sony HTS-200F. The Sony HTS-200F is the best soundbar below $200. The 2.1 setup is compact design and has external subwoofers. It doesn't take up much space in your setup. It is small but can still be loud enough to make it sound great even without any compression. This is great value for those who love to turn up the volume. This slim soundbar can reproduce vocals and lead instruments well due to its balanced middle range. However, it can sound dark and muddy. A few sound enhancement options are available, including EQ presets and a bass adjustment. It also features an S-Force front surround sound mode, similar to other quality soundbars that we have tested. This is said to create a more immersive audio experience. This perfect soundbar is unable to reproduce a deep low bass. You won't feel the resounding thump in EDM-heavy music such as EDM. It does not support Dolby Atmos content, and the surround sound performance is poor. It is still suitable for listening to clear dialogue-centric content such as podcasts and most TV shows. It is also the best small soundbar under 200. Vizio vs. Series 5 21H8. We've found the Vizio V-Series 5 21H8 to be the most bass-friendly soundbar for under $200. The 2.1 channel comes with a dedicated subwoofer, which helps to reproduce a deep low bass. Vizio V21H8 allows you to feel the rumble and thump in your audio. The default sound profile of the external subwoofer is slightly bass-heavy, so it's great for those who enjoy bass-heavy music genres such as EDM or hip-hop. The Vizio soundbar comes with sound enhancement options to personalize your audio experience. You can adjust the dedicated subwoofer and bass levels to add more volume and punch to your audio. You can also choose from EQ presets and a dialogue enhancement sound option to make your voices clear. For $180, the V21H8 includes a wireless subwoofer, HDMI connectivity. This quality soundbar does not support Dolby Atmos content. Vizio V21H8 must downmix surround sound content into the stereo to play it. The result is less immersive. You can't also use the full HDMI arc and port to provide a high-quality pass-through. It's still an excellent choice for those who love a punchy, thumping sound. Best all-in-one, Vizio COVALENTS-1B362NF6. This Vizio is the best quality sound option if your budget is less than a Franklin. The COVALENTS-1B362NF6 has a bigger-than-average cabinet and can produce bass levels comparable to the $200 Yamaha YAS-108. Although the Vizio COVALENTS-1B362 and F6 isn't as feature-rich as other soundbars, it has Bluetooth connectivity, a remote controller for volume control, and 3 bands of EQ. This sounder with Bluetooth is the best to get great value at a reasonable price. But if you have the budget, you can scroll down for more information. Roku STREAMBAR. Roku StreamBar is a compact streaming device that offers a lot of value for $130. Roku StreamBar is an advanced featured 4K HDR streamer that supports hundreds of services and can connect via Bluetooth. This Roku StreamBar is an instant upgrade for your bedroom TV sound and has excellent vocal clarity. It has an HDMI port. It is the best streaming soundbar on market. Creative Stage. While most soundbars under $200 can make lots of noise in a small box, nothing can match the power and bass. The Creative Stage is an excellent value for $80. Creative Stage includes HDMI connectivity. But it's the wired subwoofer that makes this sound system sing. This good soundbar has a wireless Bluetooth connection, a USB port to play MP3s from an external hard drive, and a USB. Poke Audio Signals S2. Poke Audio Signa S2 is a great deal. It is a most favorite soundbar and a dedicated subwoofer that's fine-tuned. Poke Audio Signa S2 has a sturdy, glossy construction and attractive glossy finishes. Although the Signa isn't overly expensive, it's not cheap. This is what you get for the base price. The Poke Audio Signa S2 has all the features and functionality that most people require. Bluetooth streaming is available, as well as different sound modes, movie, music, or night. The latter smooths over higher frequencies and reduces bass, alternate volume rockers for subwoofer and soundbar, and 3 clear voice settings that can be used with TV room and watching movies. Although you won't get more features such as Wi-Fi, Dolby Digital Decoding, or DTS Virtual Surround Sound at a lower price, the Poke Audio Signal S2 is a great option. The combination of bar and subwoofer provides a satisfying bass presence, innovative audio options, and solid performance, universal compatibility, Bluetooth compatible. Yamaha YAS-109. The Yamaha YAS-109 is a practical option at this affordable price point. It's beneficial if you don't want to sacrifice sound quality but still need space. The 2.1-channel soundbar offers excellent quality, compact design, and decent sound, including Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, Amazon Alexa integration. Although it is very similar to the Yamaha SRB20A, you get quite a few additional features. The YAS-109 sound quality is excellent, especially if the budget allows it. The YAS-109's default movie mode provided excellent, complementary audio for various sources, including movies, music, and games. If you are used to subwoofers, you might not be able to hear the difference. However, if you are replacing TV sound with this model, it will make a huge difference. It is a little more expensive than Yamaha's SRB20A, but the audio quality is still excellent. This is the best option if you want better movie night audio. Yamaha SRB20A. Yamaha's StageRoot 20A all-in-one soundbar and built-in woofers is one of the great choices that sound great and has a small, compact design that saves space. The bar is elegantly designed and houses a 2-channel speaker system with a built-in subwoofer. This can fill your living space with balanced, conversation-friendly sound. The affordable price tag is justified by the many sound modes and clever extra features. The price is almost the same as our top pick. However, it does not include an external subwoofer or Wi-Fi functionality. This could make it a poor choice for people who want bigger cinematic thrills. Although we think the SRB20A's performance is excellent, it is not the best choice if you don't have the space to install an external subwoofer. We wish the soundbar would have modern features such as voice assistants or Wi-Fi, which we expected to arrive in 2020. You also get more punch with the higher ranked options in our list. The SRB20A is still worth considering. It sounds excellent, connects easily, and looks great. Yamaha YAS-108. The Yamaha YAS-108 packs a lot of sound and features into a small package. It's beautiful from an aesthetic standpoint. The YAS-108 has 2 30-watt rear speakers and a 60-watt subwoofer. It looks a lot like what you would expect to find if you searched the soundbar on Wikipedia. However, most Yamaha soundbars look the same as the YAS 108. That's not necessarily bad. The YAS 108 is a straightforward device with a lot of features. The top features: touch responsive buttons and a simple remote control that can control the subwoofer and two rear speakers, volume, mute, switch between surround and sound modes, and more. Although the soundbar provides visual feedback reasonably intuitively, it can take some time to get used to what the lights are indicating. This product is an excellent value for the money. However, unless you have exceptional needs, you won't notice any differences in its features. Separate treble and bass controls, Bluetooth, clear voices, bass boost, etc. are all included. However, unlike the YAS 109, you won't be able to get Wi-Fi. This excludes additional features like a voice assistant. We will be looking into that bar, and we expect it to move up on our list. The 108 doesn't have an external subwoofer, which is a problem if you want to experience audiophile sound quality on the best budget. To test the YAS 108's sound quality, we listened to favorite music on Spotify, YouTube, and ambient noise. The separate subwoofer is not without its problems. Although it adds more bass than you would notice without it, too much volume can cause the soundbar to vibrate and sound a little distorted. It offers good audio quality and an essential selection of features. This soundbar is suitable for most TVs and easy to connect and use. We expect the YAS 109 will give it a run for its money and maybe even take it off our list. JBL Bar Studio. The JBL Bar Studio soundbar is among the most affordable. Although the Bar Studio may seem appealing, it is still an instant upgrade to standard TV's built-in speakers. There are other reasons to spend a bit more. The four-driver speaker arrangement is acceptable, but it's not as good as the majority of other soundbars on our list. The Bar Studio is louder than other manufacturers in its mid-range price, such as the Poke Signa S2. Although it is a compact soundbar and easy to store, the Bar Studio doesn't have enough room for more significant drivers to produce great sound. It can be turned up with separate subwoofer and tweeter volume, but it isn't jaw-dropping. It does the job. The remote is the biggest problem with the Bar Studio. The remote is a small, flat controller packed with buttons. The buttons all have the same physical dimensions, travel and tactile sensation. It isn't easy to see what each button does at first glance. You won't find extra features on this remote, such as a Wi-Fi connection or intelligent assistant. This one is an excellent option if you want to spend as little money as possible. It costs $119. There are better alternatives if you need something more than just the bones. Samsung HWR550. Subwoofer and soundbar combo for runner-up under $200. Samsung is the largest TV set manufacturer in the world by market share. It's no surprise that they have developed the best soundbars for their TVs. The Samsung HWR550 soundbar is powerful at 320 watts and looks excellent. And, just in case you were wondering, it doesn't require a Samsung TV. The 2.1-channel soundbar includes a separate wireless subwoofer, which gives it an advantage over other budget soundbars without one. A wireless subwoofer can always produce deeper lows, which will make your cinematic, gaming, and audio experience far more enjoyable. Wireless makes it look elegant and is precisely what a soundbar should do. The Samsung HWR550 delivers a rich, detailed sound and bass hard to find in this affordable price range. The box's bass is a little too loud, as is familiar with consumer electronics. You can adjust the entire 7-band equalizer to suit your preferences. It lacks DTS Virtual, X Virtual surround sound, but it's not far behind the Vizio V21H8 and V51H6. It also has an intelligent sound recognition sound system that allows it to recognize what content is being played and adjust the equalization accordingly. It also has a gaming mode that creates immersive audio for games. Although it sounds a little cheesy, it makes a significant audible difference once Bluetooth-enabled devices. It has no HDMI cable. Samsung also makes the Samsung HWR450 soundbar subwoofer combination slightly less powerful and more affordable. the HWR-550 is a better choice than the two drivers. This gives it better stereo separation. Sony HT-350. Sony owners get a great soundbar subwoofer combination. The Sony HTS-350, which is very similar in price and specification to the Samsung HW-555, is another soundbar and built-in subwoofers combination that can fill larger rooms. The soundbar can also output 320W power, which allows it to reach high volume levels without distortion. You get HDMI ARC and optical connections, along with Bluetooth connectivity to pair your phone with other compatible Bluetooth-enabled devices. The Sony HTS-350 soundbar is a great-sounding soundbar, but overall the Samsung HWR-550 is superior. The Samsung R550 is more accurate in audio reproduction, has a better sound profile, and extends bass better than the Sony HTS-350. Although the Sony can be slightly louder than the R550, it is less compressive and darker sound profile. Sony doesn't support DTS decoding like Samsung. We prefer the Samsung R550 to this Sony soundbar. It's still a decent soundbar. Sony TV owners might like to use the Sony ecosystem to improve integration and aesthetic consistency. KAOTRONICS 32-inch soundbar. Daotronics is a Chinese tech company that has captured its domestic market. They are now starting to dominate the US market through the best soundbars under 200, noise-canceling headphones. This 32-inch soundbar can enhance the sound quality of 32 to 48-inch TVs with minimal cost. The soundbar costs less than $200, but it will significantly improve the audio quality of TV speakers. However, the 40W power output won't fill large rooms. It can be used as a soundbar in bedrooms and smaller living spaces, which lack dynamic range. The soundbar is easy to see, thanks to its wood grain finish. The soundbar has all the inputs you would expect in Bluetooth connectivity. Although the remote control isn't very functional, it does its job. It has no HDMI cable. This soundbar is an excellent choice for anyone who wants to upgrade their TV's poor built-in speakers, but without spending as much as the standard TV speakers. This soundbar is a perfect piece of equipment. But don't expect it to blow your mind. Bose Solo 5, compact soundbar under $200. Bose is a household name in the home theater. Bose Solo 5, their best-selling soundbar, combines high-quality sound with the ease of plug-and-play devices. This soundbar is small at 21.6 inches wide and can be used with a 32-inch TV. Although the sound profile of this unit is not as bright as some, it can still produce bass thumping lows. However, for its size, you won't find a better product. Bose's sound engineers are skilled at adjusting equalization to get the best out of the hardware. Bose has also created a dialogue mode to enhance speech comprehension. The soundbar supports Bluetooth connectivity and optical connection, coaxial, and coaxial inputs. Bluetooth connectivity allows for seamless connection via wireless devices. Although we recommend connecting to the TV via a wired connection, you can connect your tablet or smartphone to easily stream music to Bose Solo 5. It has no HDMI ARC. Solo 5's standout feature is the universal remote included with the soundbar. The universal remote is a standout feature of the Solo 5. It allows you to adjust the soundbar's settings and can be used to control the TV built-in speakers and any video sources connected to it, Blu-ray disc, games console, etc. Vizio SB2920. Vizio is known for producing high-quality home entertainment technology. Vizio's soundbar product is small at 29 inches and matches most TVs. It's an affordable solution for those who don't have the budget. Soundbars less than $100 can provide a crystal clear sound listening experience at 95 decibels dB with only barely audible 1% total harmonic distortion. The frequency range of the Vizio soundbar is 70 Hz HZ to 19 kHz KHZ. The soundbar boosts the sound, transforming a boring movie into a fully immersive theater experience. You can also use more speakers easily and adjust the volume levels using the remote or control pad. Incorporates DTS Studio Sound TM, True Volume TM, and True Surround TM. It does not support Dolby Atmos or Dolby Digital. The Vizio COVALENTS1B2920C6 offers the best sound quality and easy setup. Connect the soundbar with your TV via either HDMI ARC or optical connection, and you are done. It is one of the best soundbars on Amazon worth buying. Bluetooth connectivity allows for seamless streaming services via wireless devices. Soundbar buying guide below $200. Many people are new to this field without much knowledge. Knowing what to look out for will help you reduce the amount of research that you have. We know that you may not have the time or patience to search every website for the best options. So we've put together a list of key points to consider before making your next purchase. Subwoofer S. If you love audio effects, a separate subwoofer is essential whether you listen to music or watch movies. You can buy the best soundbars under $200 with a wired subwoofer for this price. The bass extension also provides full body vibrations when you stand next to heavy-duty speakers. Satellite speakers are an option for TV owners looking to achieve a wider stereo separation. Although it would be more expensive than basic soundbars, full-sized setups offer more value. Connection. Bluetooth connectivity is not available in all affordable soundbars, but you may be able to find one with Bluetooth connectivity at a reasonable price. This makes it possible to connect to your mobile phone and access the soundbar. It can then be used as a stereo speaker. Soundbars with this price point also have an optical cable, USB, and HDMI connection. An HDMI cable or other digital audio outputs can connect your new device with TVs, mobile phones, and sound systems. It is easy to find a wireless subwoofer that has many of these advanced features. Many soundbars are HDMI port compatible. However, not all soundbars have an HDMI ARC, EARC, and a USB port. Premium soundbars will likely be priced higher with EARC. Smart soundbar. Smart soundbar makes it easier to work and optimize your settings, e.g. Poke Audio soundbar with voice adjust. Although you won't be able to get Siri, Amazon Alexa, or Google Assistant with soundbars below $200, some soundbars can adjust the volume and settings to match the acoustics in the living room. Many soundbars with Dolby Atmos that are less than $300, such as the Roku Smart Soundbar, offer advanced features on a tight budget. Sound channels. The better the soundbar features and the more channels and drivers they have, the better. It will emulate surround sound speakers if you have more than five. You might find 4K HDR sound, Dolby Digital Signal Processing, like the Vizio V21H8, and Dolby Atmos. You should aim for at least three channels, left, right, and center. Bose Soundbar 500 had 3.0 channels and produced the best sound quality for most content types. The Vizio V21H8 and Vizio V51H6 are great options. Roku's Roku Smart Soundbar Audio, Video, and Roku Streambar are the best soundbars under $200 that can play any content. The Zavox AccuVoice Compact Soundbar is perfect for enhancing dialogue and surround sound effects during action scenes. It's also less expensive than many soundbars. Remote control. Good soundbars should have a compatible app or TV remote to make your life easier. Many of the best soundbars under $200, including the Dolby Atmos soundbars, have a front panel with physical buttons and display panels. If you are looking for a more straightforward setup, look for a soundbar that has this feature. Mount. The placement of your soundbar is another thing to consider. Is it best to place a soundbar on the table, on top of your TV, or on the wall? To add more value, some products include wall mounting or a stand. Mounting holes are available for many options, such as the Cygna S2 and S3. This may be required in some cases. Size is also important. You can find soundbars like the Roku Streambar and Poke Audio Cygna S2, YAS109, TCL Alto 6 Plus, and TCL Alto 7 Plus. TCL Alto 8i and Sony HTS350, Sony HWT550, Samsung HTC-T390 Vizio H21H8, Samsung HTC-T390 Vizio H21H8, Samsung HTC-T390 Vizio H21H8, TCL Alto 7 Plus have a small size. Warranty, guarantee, soundbars below $200 will sound amazing and offer warranties, lifetime technical support, and guarantees. This provides you with peace of mind and proves that the product is reliable enough to be backed by them. Soundbars should be used to upgrade your system. Conclusion: soundbars have become a popular home theater system for those who want a simple way to experience their favorite shows and movies. Check out this article for some of the best soundbars under $200. While there is no simple answer as to what the best soundbar, including the Dolby Atmos soundbars, is, we can provide you with a few ways to go about finding one that fits your needs and budget. Hook Audio, hope you enjoyed this article and found it helpful. If you have any questions, please leave a comment below, and we will do our best to answer them. Video. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=3sizeable2pk